I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and the Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcasts of chapels are written by LCMS International Mission and Ministries of the Armed Forces.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from Jonah, chapter 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published throughout Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and return from his fierce anger so that we may not perish." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this day is for you. Now, we're all familiar with the story of Jonah. God calls Jonah, of course, to preach repentance to the city of Nineveh. Jonah objects, and he shirks from this duty because he wanted them to be destroyed instead. And so he tries to run away by boat, as if there's a place in creation where the Creator cannot see. And he's thrown overboard and to quiet the storm, and he's swallowed by the great fish in whose belly he remains, resting, thinking, brooding, perhaps, for 3 days. And finally, he prays to the Lord, vowing to do what he was called to do, and God commands the fish to spit him out. Perhaps, maybe we should consider this a new route to ordination, right? No. But then our reading for this morning, right, as recorded for us, Jonah preaches a sermon that's even shorter than mine's going to be, right, if you can believe it. No word study, no whimsical opening, don't bother beating around the bush, just 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. That's it. And of course, in the chapter after this reading, we hear that Jonah didn't even want it to work. Quote unquote, work, right? And yet God's word does not return void. The people repent and they cry out that God would relent. And in his great mercy and to Jonah's chagrin, he does relent. How often have we sat down under our own trees and judged what should and shouldn't be? How often has that voice in the back of our heads or your head said something to the effect of, "Well, if I were God, I might have done this another way, just a little bit differently." He should have done this or he should have done that instead. Now, maybe we're too pious to think those kinds of thoughts. I don't think we actually are too pious for that. And yet, in a more mundane way, who among us hasn't had the better idea that wasn't used, right, in anything in life? Pointed down the road, perhaps, that we should have taken, but we as a group didn't take it. If only we had the power, only we had the right position, we could change everything, we could make it better, and we could fix it. If not all of the problems, well, then maybe just some, or maybe most of the problems. Who among us hasn't sat under the shade and judged at one time or another and pouted about having to do the things that we didn't want to do? Filling out our version of TPS reports, hoping, expecting, even wishing that a plan would fail because it wasn't ours, or because it would give us the opportunity to say, "See, I told you so." Repent. Just as likely, though, is what we don't see in the reading for this morning, and that's what's in the ditch on the other side of the road, where we employ all of the best advisors, the best research, and perform our due diligence. We carefully plan, we strategize, we budget, and we build consensus, only to sit down under the shade or partial shade. Well, today's not so bad, right, here, of the shade of a leaky roof. And we wait for the expected positive results to show up because, well, we did everything right. Repent and learn from Nineveh. This day of sackcloth and ashes is for you. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Likewise, it is the Lord that withholds growth and vitality just as surely as it is the Lord who grants it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All things are in his hands, from the greatest to the least. Now, this does not mean that we get to rest on our laurels. On the contrary, we are free to labor and to toil and to perform the duties that we have been called to do here with joy and with thanksgiving, rather than in fear of retribution. For the earth and the sky are his, the seas and all that are in them are his, the church and its people are his, all the days of your life are his, they are numbered. And his plan for you, for your life, may not look the same as your plan. So I'll give you one guess, just one, as to which one's going to pan out. Regardless, I'll tell you the truth. Yet 40 days and Nineveh will perish. Will you be thrown? That is 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. 40 days and we will commemorate yet again the destruction of death and Christ's victory over the grave. 40 days and our lays will return more glorious than before, resounding from shore to shore. If you listen closely, you can almost hear the echoes still from yesterday. In the meantime, this day is for you. Consecrate the fast. Anoint yourself with ashes. Check. Turn away from your evil ways and from the violence that is in your hands. Call out mightily to God and devote yourselves to the hearing and reading of his word. For your God, the God of Jacob, of Isaac, of Jonah, and yes, even the God of Nineveh now has relented, for he has turned his anger not toward you, but toward his son. And to be more precise, toward the sin that he bore upon his shoulders. Thus he poured out his wrath in its entirety on Jesus, so that you would not perish, but have everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.